Okay, wow. This time you've really sent us a collection of quotes that, well, from politicians to philosophers, even like a fictional dystopia. It's clear to me that you're really trying to dig into this idea of truth and how propaganda, worms its way in and how we even form beliefs in the first place.
Yeah.
So, are you ready to dive in?
Absolutely. Let's do it. It's going to be a fascinating web we're going to weave today, I can tell already.
Let's do it. All right, I think we really got to start with this one. It's a gut punch. This is from Upton Sinclair. It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends upon his not understanding it. And I feel like we've all encountered this in some form or another.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, talk about a conflict of interest. Sinclair's quote, it really just cuts right to the heart of how, money, it can really warp our perception of the truth. And it's not just like individual bias we're talking about here. Think about how this plays out on a much larger scale. You see industries, they fund research. Why? To support their own agendas. We saw this with big tobacco back in the day, and we're seeing it again now with, well, certain sectors that are downplaying the whole climate change urgency.
Yeah, it's a way to just manufacture doubt and
Absolutely.
delay action.
It's really quite something.
And they can always hide behind that we're fair and balanced.
Exactly.
Which, speaking of not being fair and balanced, this brings us to a quote from the master manipulator himself. This is Joseph Goebbels, and he said, "A lie told once remains a lie, but a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth." And that is just chilling, especially how relevant it feels today in our information world.
It's scary how true that is. It's almost like what Goebbels described as this propaganda tactic is sort of bait into the internet now, right? We're just bombarded with information constantly, more than ever before. And the algorithms that are driving our social media feeds, all they do is create these echo chambers that amplify those repeated lies. And it's not even just straight up lies, it's the framing.
Yes.
It's the omission of facts, the constant repetition of a certain viewpoint until it just feels like common sense. Even if it's demonstrably false.
So how do we combat that? I mean, if we're constantly swimming in the sea of potential misinformation, how do we discern what is true? Well, luckily, Bertrand Russell, very smart man, reminds us. The whole problem with the world is that fools and fanatics are always so certain of themselves, and wiser people so full of doubts.
That is a very crucial distinction, right? He's not saying to just be blindly skeptical, but to have a healthy dose of humility. Real expertise comes with an awareness of the limitations of your own knowledge. It's not about dismissing expertise outright, but realizing that everyone, even the smartest people, should be open to questioning what they think they know and being open to other perspectives.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's such a delicate balance, though, isn't
It
it?
is.
Because we want to remain open-minded, but we don't want to be manipulated, especially given what Aldous Huxley warned us about. One believes things because one has been conditioned to believe them.
It's true. Huxley's observation adds a whole other layer to Goebbels' strategy. It's not even just about repeating the lie, but it's about these insidious ways our environments, they shape our beliefs, and they do it from a very young age. Think about the media you consume, the education you receive, your social circles. It all contributes to how we see the world. And when those influences are manipulated, it can be really, really tough to break free from those conditioned beliefs, even when you see evidence to the contrary.
It's like we're all being primed to accept certain narratives, even if they're not even based in reality.
Yeah.
And this is especially true as we go into the people who actually try to control the narrative. So this takes us to the world of Orwell's 1984, where we're hit with these slogans like, "War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength."
Yeah. Orwell, he paints a terrifying vision of totalitarian control. But the principle, controlling information equals controlling reality, is something that we see echoes of in our own world today. You see it when they try to rewrite history, to silence dissent, to present a very sanitized, very specific version of events, to push an agenda. It's a slippery slope for sure.
Super slippery, especially when you start seeing quotes like this. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. And that's from William J. Casey.
I know.
Chillin'.
The head of the CIA.
It just reminds us that manipulating information is not just this thing that dictators and authoritarian regimes do. Even in democracies, the line between, trying to shape public perception and straight up propaganda, that line is very easy to blur.
And it's not even just governments anymore.
The digital age has given individuals, organizations, they all have unprecedented power to spread information, some of it true, a lot of it not. Which brings us to, I think, a very famous warning from Noam Chomsky. He who controls the media controls the minds of the public.
You know, the quote is often misinterpreted. It's seen as this conspiracy theory, but it's really not. It's a nuanced look at the power dynamic of how we receive information. He doesn't think there's some single entity controlling everything we see and hear, but that the media we consume just inherently shapes how we see the world.
So it's not some like shadowy group controlling the airwaves. It's a much more subtle form of influence.
100%. It's more about whose stories are being told, whose voices are amplified, and maybe more importantly, what is being silenced, right? It has a huge impact on how we as individuals perceive events, our opinions, even just understanding our place in the world.
So where does that leave us? Are you saying we should just be suspicious of everything we see and read and hear?
Not necessarily suspicious. I like to think more discerning, you know? We have access to more information than ever before, which is great. But it comes with responsibility to be a more critical consumer. Consider your sources, hear different perspectives, be wary of manipulation, especially emotional manipulation that really gets us, and any appeals to our own biases.
So it sounds like the most important skill in a world of too much information is just learning to navigate it.
Absolutely.
It really makes you stop and think, what are some truths that we've accepted without question? And whose interests do those truths really serve in the end?
That's the question, isn't it?